A reading from the Gospel according to St. Matthew. The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the son of Abraham. Abraham became the father of Isaac. Isaac, the father of Jacob. Jacob, the father of Judah and his brothers. Judah became the father of Perez and Sarah, whose mother was Tamar. Perez became the father of Hezron, Hezron the father of Ram, Ram the father of Abinadab, Abinadab the father of Nahshon, Nahshon the father of Zalman. Zalman was the father of Boaz, whose mother was Rahab. Boaz became the father of Obed, whose mother was Ruth. Ruth, Obed became the father of Jesse. Jesse, the father of David, the king. David became the father of Solomon, whose mother had been the wife of Uriah. Solomon became the father of Rehoboam. Rehoboam, the father of Abijah. Abijah, the father of Asaph. Asaph became the father of Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat, the father of Joram. Joram, the father of Uzziah. Uzziah became the father of Jotham. Jotham, the father of Ahaz. Ahaz, the father of Hezekiah. Hezekiah became the father of Manasseh. Manasseh, the father of Amos. Amos, the father of Josiah. Josiah became the father of Jeconiah and his brothers at the time of the Babylonian exile. After the Babylonian exile, Jeconiah became the father of Shealtiel, Shealtiel the father of Zerubbabel, Zerubbabel the father of Abiud, Abiud the father of Elikayam, Elikayam the father of Azor, Azor the father of Zadok, Zadok became the father of Achim, Achim the father of Eliud, Eliud the father of Eleazar, Eleazar became the father of Mathan, Mathan the father of Jacob. Jacob became the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary. Of her was born Jesus, who is called the Messiah. Thus, the total number of generations from Abraham to David is 14 generations. From David to the Babylonian exile, 14 generations. From the Babylonian exile to the Messiah, 14 generations. The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. If you're like a lot of people, this might be a boring gospel, and you might have noticed parts I read slower and parts faster to indicate the more important people. However, I'm one of those unusual ones, and I find it fascinating. But I don't have time to go into all the names today. But people are generally interested in their own genealogies and do a fair amount of research. And sometimes a few characters happen to turn up. My own father has traced his side of our family back to England in the 1700s. By a coincidence, or is it a wink of God, I have a great, great, great grandfather named Jeremiah Starr, who was a Methodist itinerant preacher. In fact, he may have even known John Wesley, the founder of Methodism. And now, here I am, in the 21st century, with the religious name, Jeremiah, belonging to an order of itinerant preachers. In the same way, it's interesting to study the names of the people who populate Jesus' genealogy. The names in the first two groups of 14 can be found in the Old Testament, but those of the third group cannot. Just as with our own family trees, there are gaps and unknowns. Even though the circumstances of Christ's conception, and birth were unique miracles, Matthew's genealogy shows us that Jesus was also deeply rooted in the bonds of the human family. Jesus is thus true God and true man. He's not only the son of David, of a royal and kingly heritage, but also the son of Abraham, the father of the chosen people as a whole, and our father in faith. Jesus is not merely a political Messiah, but the savior of the lowly and the defenseless as well. This genealogy also shows that Jesus is not only for the chosen people. There is mixed blood in the family. At least two, Rahab and Ruth, and perhaps even the other two women, were Gentiles. Bathsheba could have been a Jew or a Hittite, like her husband, and Tamar could have been a Jew or of another race, such as Canaanites, since many Jews intermarried at that time. So Jesus is the Redeemer of all people, not just the Jews. Severus of Antioch, a 6th century Monophysite theologian, has a beautiful statement expressing Jesus' commitment to our fallen human nature. The genealogy reveals that it is our very sinful nature that Christ himself came to heal. When our nature fled from God, Christ took hold of it. When it dashed out and ran away in revolt, Jesus stopped it and held on to it and enabled it to return and blocked its downward spiral. Like Jesus, we have a genealogy, both a human and divine genealogy. As far as the human, John Zimlock has an interesting quote. If Mary's conception of Jesus was miraculous, there's a smaller wonder abiding in the work of every loving parent. Young women who have spent their youths painting and preening to win a mate now pour their strength and beauty into another, neglecting their own needs and ambitions for the sake of this new creature, this wild hazard into the future. Young men increase their toils, take up the burden of long hours and grueling obedience, the better to store up treasure for the benefit of this baby, this tiny stranger who shares with them some chromosomes they trust. The last luxuries of youthful narcissism are burned away in the bonfires of the hearth. Mary and Joseph do not look into a mirror or even at each other. Forgetting all else, they gaze upon the babe. End of quotation. As I said, we have a spiritual or divine, if you will, genealogy. When we were baptized, we became sons and daughters of God, co-heirs with Christ, and members of his body, the church. Countless saints have gone before us to intercede for us. In addition, we have innumerable family members here on earth and in purgatory to encourage and help us. You can't have a better pedigree than belonging to the family of Jesus Christ. To be active and vital members of this family, we only need to do God's will and love the Lord and our neighbor. That's what Jesus came to teach us. The fact that we are spiritually connected to thousands and thousands of people is what the church calls the communion of saints. There's a sign and a bumper sticker shared among Dominicans in the past few years that reads, I have family in Iraq. And indeed, there are a good number of the Dominican family in that tortured country. But we also have brothers and sister Christians suffering persecution in Korea, China, India, and even the land of our Savior's birth. The genealogy in today's scripture passage concretely reminds us that we should not forget those who have gone before us, but we must not forget as well those others living and sharing the same faith as fellow members of Christ's mystical body. O wisdom of our God Most High, ordering creation with power and love, come, show us the path of knowledge.